Yeah, you ever just woke up and coffee was just to your left that you made just a while earlier but you had forgotten about? It's probably still fresh. Nice, delicious coffee of high quality and prepared in an absolutely pristine manner by your own hands. Much earlier. And then your imagination that was resting is now awakened. Someone went to bed and someone wakes. That's the way the world turns, you see. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Talk. That is the way of the clock. Tick, talk, tick, and talk. Tick and talk, talk, tick, 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 talk, talk. Something's always ticking or talking, it seems. Tick, tock, around the clock. And so it becomes this tick and talk. Tick and talk. This tick and talk of the clock. The ticking and talking around the clock was ticking and talking and ticking and talking. It would never stop. Around the clock. And so, tick tock, tick. Talk, tick, talk. The clock that would not stop. I got it off at this rhythm. You must have rhythm to the ticking and talking. Yes, the tick and the talk, they never stop. And that is what it is. I decided to make of it what I may, as I may. And so I happily said, may I. And it became a sword of sorts. Because whenever he asked, he received everything he asked for, if he asked properly and said, may I? And that was the rule of the subject of tonight's story. Now, if you don't understand what we're trying to do here, that's fine. We want to play a game with all the listeners. And the game is simple. I'm going to tell you a story, and the universe that the subject lives in has one rule. He must ask politely and say, may I, for anything he desires. The twist is, he gets everything he asks for and nothing more. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed tonight's tale and pondered this proposal as intended. For all of you, possibly, are looking for a clue.
things I could do right now, but I don't really want to do any of them.
And I don't think I made good decisions. I just took the easiest path. Make coffee. Right? Make coffee.
Well, that's the stuff. I read this interesting article yesterday, and this lady was talking about the clean sink theory.
Clean sink theory?
Yeah. And she says, if you're ever having trouble, like, you feel like you're just getting behind, like, you know, she's like, clean all the sinks in your house.
That's a good idea.
And she says, if you clean the sinks, then you'll clean the whole house. Because you already have the cleaning supplies out, and, you know, you'll just... And once you start... And
you mean like clean underneath the sink?
No, like clean the sink. Like scrub it and get it shiny.
Well, see, you know, wives like to get a little more mileage today. They like to get the husband to... That sink's got to be like a baby crib. So you married guys know what I'm talking about. Nothing wrong with a good sink, I don't reckon. Plumbing is always to be considered.
Dopamine hit from accomplishing something, and that makes you want to keep accomplishing things throughout the day. So it's something you wake up, accomplish something simple, and then it sets you up to just accomplish things all day.
So just start.
It's kind of, it's taking the principle of inertia and applying it directly to like your actions. Basically, treating your actions as physical phenomenon, because like inertia is basically how hard it is to change the momentum of an object. So an object of heavier mass obviously has a higher inertia. Well, your mind is kind of like, you know, it's a thing, it's an object. So like, if you don't do anything, then your mind wants to stay in doing nothing.
Yeah, it's just like you
but
gotta.
But you start accomplishing things, and it gets the ball rolling down the hill, and before you know it, you're just along for the ride.
And it's like, what I'm amazed by, what's been getting me going, is what you just said, thinking like a technician.
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't know any technical stuff. Never been to technical college.
Yeah.
But all my relatives, that's their mindset and careers.
Mm-hmm.
I got air conditioning people. I got doctors. I've got psychologists. I don't have any proctologists. But they operate on the same principle. Basically, the shit's got to work. There's a process in anything. Like like a kitchen. An engine, there's a process, and if the main process isn't working, nothing else will.
Yeah.
Very long. Right? So you get into the basics here. Basically, almost anything, you gotta bring it in, use it, and throw it back out. That's how you make any engine work, right? Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is rabbit holes that makes that happen. Right? So I think when you build something with that thinking, that gets into what we call fractal. Like, I know how to get air to go from this end of the straw to the other, therefore I can create airflow. I have now accomplished a skill in life. I could maybe use this to blow out a candle. Because humans think that way. Make a tool out of anything. Right? But what good are tools if you don't understand the process that they're tooling with? You have to know both if you want to be a mechanic.
Yep.
And so, what's the process of being a human being? You heard him. You can do what you want. Dear me, I do believe we mentioned a clue. Surely we have given you much more than a clue by now. But a promise is a promise. And so, thank you for listening this far. You see, this is like a audio game, video game, but you don't use your eyes, you use your ears. And instead of video, you use your imagination and you play the pictures from the words, you see. That's the game we're playing. And that is all, if that is all you desire. proclamation, Emancipation of Mankind, was an extraordinary affair, inviting authorities to question the authenticity of this emancipation. Celestial Court proceeds. Actually, we're going to defer to the Level 3 Senate. They'll be conducting acknowledgement of man's emancipation. Anybody on the floor with minutes on the clock is free to join in here. We were discussing the emancipation of mankind, and do we have anyone with a yay?
Yes, Senator. The great state of Rhode Island vouches for mankind's emancipation. However, I would be also present.
That's all. It's a yay or nay vote, Senator.
I defer to the council.
Thank you, Senator. Montana, Senator Driscoll, you have any comments?
The emancipation of mankind was established before our tribes set foot on this great continent that was evaporated and eviscerated by a larger group. But we have intermingled and become one amongst them in a show of cooperation and transparency. Montana has some issues with this emancipation.
You want to state the issues, Montana?
Well, certainly, sir. However, the issues did involve comprehensive study and absolute adjusted figures to make sure...
This is a yay or nay vote. We'll have to defer that. Your time's off the clock. We will go to South Carolina. Would you have any... Are you going to go on record? It's a yay or nay vote. Emancipation of mankind. South Carolina is yay or nay. You've all been given 30 seconds to explain.
Well, South Carolina fully not only congratulates, but emasculates and emirates in the evaporation of the control mechanisms. Is that a yay? That would be a solid yay, sir. Absolutely.
And so it began through all the councils of mankind, receiving their emancipation. It has become a rather arduous task to monitor their exclamation of rejoicing at their freedom. So technically, the mechanisms had not technically exceeded the point, and they were resisting in a manner which is common, a common practice of stalling and talking and this and that, and they dillied and they dallied, but man's proclamation was still that which he is free.
Yes, do come in, Mr. Harris. Please have a seat. Since our last session, you seem to have accomplished quite a bit. Do you recall? Have a seat, Mr. Harris. Can I get you something to drink?
No, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
very well. And so, Mr. Harris, the last time you were visiting our office, you had a problem with, we simply labeled it in the category of libido. Libido? Yes, yes, Mr. Harris, that's your problem. You have an overactive libido. It's very easily solved. I'm going to give you a prescription for that. Now, have you had any success, shall we say, in turning the tide and fighting off those feelings that you know we're talking about, Mr. Harris? When you waste your time by the hours dreaming of fanciful libido. Stop doing it. I just stopped. That's interesting, Mr. Harris. Was there anything of note that you did with this extra time that I should be aware of? Well, I started a podcast, and I won an Emmy, and I've got a movie that I'm about to get out. You must be ridiculous, Mr. Harris. You did all that in the time when we were urging you to fight off at least a single, solitary, sultry nymph who would tease you with her luscious lips and curvaceous body swaying magically, luring you toward her. And you told her later, and you did what? Well, I did a lot of things, but I did have more time. Good evening, Mr. Harris. Please have a seat. Thank you for showing up on the appointments as requested, Mr. Harris. We've been tracking your progress, and it is a remarkable story that you're showing us, Mr. Harris. Quite intriguing. Your case of libido may have been turned into a blessing of immense proportion. Who knew that such a waste of time as frivolous libido could cost a man so much? How did you do it? Our medicine would only have given a fraction of that sort of success.
Well, the medicine was good, but I just see more.
See more? More of what, Mr. Harris? What do you see?
I just see more. More than I saw before. It's kind of hard to explain because it's not like anything we know.
Are you suggesting something metaphysical, Mr. Harris? Are you feeling okay? Perhaps we should take you down. You do look a bit flushed. Excuse me, nurse. Would you take Mr. Harris to room 102? He seems to be faltering somewhat.
Dr. Lobrov, you're needed at the administration's office. It's urgent.
Certainly. Mr. Harris was just leaving. Thank you, Mr. Harris, for coming today. Your next appointment is on this notification. We'll be sending you some emails and some... You might be giving some free coupons from some friends of the office, and certainly you're free to use those. They've all been approved. Thank you, Mr. Harris. You can go now. Sharon, I should be going to the administrator's office. Would you see to it that all the rooms are secure? Matthew Harris had something that all of us have at some time. Matthew Harris was the fortunate recipient of an extreme act of good fortune. 2 seconds off the ticks and 2 off the top saved him from Dr. Lobrar's snare. Who knows how this battle might end? Thank you for joining us tonight as we travel the universe that you create yourself.